B-Pod Studios.
What are you doing?
Shh! I am trying to sleep.
Time to wake up.
No.
Wait, what day is today?
It's hump day.
What? Is that today?
It's Wednesday. I'm giving up listening.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
We're halfway there.
Halfway there.
Halfway.
Where?
Is it a weekend?
Okay.
Guess I can hold out a little longer.
Until then.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome. Yes, it is back to reality. Stick your nose out the door this morning. Ooh, it's chilly again. It's 36 degrees in Boston, cold in the suburbs. So, but we get a couple of days, and then it's going to warm up again.
It
so
is?
We'll be okay. Yeah, yeah.
Terrific.
Okay, matter of fact, by Friday, we'll be back up in the mid-50s.
That's so great.
Didn't you feel 10 years younger yesterday?
I did. I felt good.
I didn't wear a shirt all day.
Yeah. Neither did Gronk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, pretty good parade. What, 1.5 million people, huh?
Wow.
Oh, God. I mean, the crowds. Imagine what that must be like. To roll through that and see that sea of
the
people.
Sea of humanity.
Oh my gosh! What a I don't really love crowds in a parade, but watching that from the comfort of my own home and
that's
my couch
right. Yeah.
Was really awesome.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
We're going to talk to a guy from Canton today, actually,
who was in the parade, right?
Yeah.
He won a spot on one of the duck boats.
That must have been
amazing.
So we're going to talk to him a little after 7. Chris Gillis, and find out what that was like.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I went to middle school and elementary school with his wife, Jean.
Oh, you did?
Nice. Yes, I did.
Okay.
I wonder what it was like to be Tom Brady's kids. Like, I wonder what they must think about, wow, these people are all cheering for my dad.
Yeah.
I wonder what it was like, what it's like to be Gronk's girlfriend.
And where
I
do you
really
find
was like,
that was interesting.
Wow. What is that like on a day-to-day basis like?
And where do you find half a jacket?
Yeah, we're at the half price store.
Half a jacket's or us. It's a new store. It's not on Boylston.
I did like that Patriots poncho he was wearing yesterday. That was pretty good.
Okay, so it was a fun time, unless you were stuck on some of the public transportation. Because there were a lot of problems yesterday.
Tons.
It kind of showed, we can't really.
Yeah, shout out to the commuter rail. You can get back to your regular dysfunction today.
Okay, yeah,
very good. Let me see. Coming up on the show this morning, the ride on the duck boats, a little after 7 this morning. New Facebook feature. And this is probably something that everyone has said at one time in their life, oh, my God, if only I had this, now you do.
Oh, really?
You haven't heard about this yet.
No, I haven't.
Okay, still no host for the Oscars.
Yeah, official. It's not official now.
And we got Winogrand in 60 seconds coming up about 12 minutes here this morning. What are we covering in Dirty Laundry today?
A personal nightmare on Netflix for me. Something's coming to Netflix that I'm going to have to watch, but it's going to make me crazy because I can't stand this person.
Oh, really?
Talk all about it. It's a problem.
Who does LBF really?
It's just a weird, complicated relationship I have with this woman, and now she's going to be on my television.
Okay. And did you see the story about the guy in Colorado had barehanded had to kill a mountain lion that attacked him while he was out jogging?
Yeah, I have a question about that.
Yeah, okay. I got a couple of questions about
just
that.
Just one?
Okay.
We should have a parade for him.
Okay, all of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Pretty dramatic wildlife story.
Oh, my God. You know, this is why people shouldn't go jogging. All right, this is what happened. We got the clip from the news.
You're always looking for
a reason. The story is pretty incredible. When the mountain lion bit the runner's face and his wrist, somehow the runner got around the mountain lion and ended up strangling the animal until it died. Now, the runner sustained some pretty serious injuries, but did find help and made it to a local hospital.
Mountain lions are ambush predators, so it may be something about the prey that excites them or attracts them to that.
That's why we're doing the necropsy. Our veterinarians will take a look to determine whether there was any kind of disease, if he was maybe starving, or if it just so happened that as a young cat, he was still kind of learning his hunting instincts.
Oh, my God. Wow. This happened in Colorado. Guy goes out for a jog, meets up with a mountain lion. Advantage guy jogging.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he turned around. He turned around and strangled this cat with
amazing.
His bare hands. That's Tony Soprano stuff.
I want to know more about that guy.
I know.
Really. I mean, that's...
You know what I want to know is, does he get to keep the mountain lion? Because if I strangled a mountain lion, I would want it stuffed in my front foyer.
Yeah, it would
I'd
be.
Also like a front foyer.
But yeah, I would, like, that would be like every day I pass that mountain lion, be like, I am awesome.
Got you, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and I fell into a little bit of a wormhole on mountain lions.
Yes.
Really?
Because there haven't been any confirmed sightings in Massachusetts.
That's my first question for
or
you.
New Hampshire, yeah. But they're very elusive, and there could be some out there here and there.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, they'll, like, pop up on Facebook. Somebody will post, like, a, you know, picture.
Grainy
like a,
picture.
Like a Bigfoot
state
picture.
Yeah. Denying that they're
right.
out there.
Right. Yeah. And the mountain lion has more names than any other animal.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Because mountain lion, cougar, panther, puma.
Puma.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wait, let's see. Where are the other ones? Painter, El Leon, Catamount. They're all, it has like 40.
Generic, yeah. Mountain lion is generic term.
Yeah. And the cougar population took a huge hit when the Toby Keith's bar closed down at Patriot
Place.
You know
what? Yeah, really?
Cougar, you know, that's interesting you mentioned that because it's officially known now that the cougar population shifted its habitat from basically the Back Bay to the Seaport District.
Ah.
Okay. All right, boys.
I know what I'm doing. I'm going to start selling mountain lion spray out in Colorado.
That's a good idea. You know what you're not supposed to do, though? Just make sure that if you ever encounter a cougar or a mountain lion or a puma or a panther, don't turn your back on it. Never crouch down. Back away from it. And also raise your arms, open your jacket, throw stones.
And then strangle it.
Don't give them your real phone number.
Yell at it, too. Yeah.
And delete the emails.
Oh, my God.
The Lorne and Wally Show. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, fellow citizens of Titletown, USA. That was a pretty darn good parade yesterday. You know, when you consider everything, 1.5 million people, only 12 arrests. Not bad, really.
Not bad. Although, I just was reading on my Facebook page about a friend who's a dog walker in Boston.
Oh, gosh.
It wasn't fun for her.
No.
Especially at the end.
Really?
Not to be gross, but walking the dogs through vomit and trash. The aftermath is always, while it's going on, it's fun. But when you look back, it's like when you have a party and you're like walking your kitchen and you're like, what happened here?
Yeah.
Shout out to the Boston Sanitation Department.
Yes.
Yes, because
they had a huge job yesterday.
That was here comes the duck boat now.
I love that.
The cutest little girl, Vivian, Tom Brady's daughter. Yep, she's sitting on the duck boat, and Gronk is in the other boat, and he's shirtless. And did he have a shirt on at that point?
He might have still had his shirt on.
Oh, that's good.
He was hiding the wine bottle.
So cute. So cute.
Hi, Gronk.
What about that wine bottle, huh?
It was like a $500-$600 bottle of wine.
Unbelievable.
He's really growing up, that Gronk.
Yeah.
It's nice.
No more boons for him.
Yeah, last year, he was, 2 years ago, he was crushing beer cans left and right.
He was still doing that.
He was still doing that yesterday. I saw somebody threw a beer, beer, and he drank it.
But considering, 1.5 million people, 12 arrests, pretty.
Oh,
pretty
yeah,
good,
excellent. I mean, really, and everyone was safe, and it was really good, and it was just a beautiful day, and what an exciting time to be a sports fan in
City of Boston. The police, first responder. I mean, Mayor Marty, they did a great job.
They got the drill down. You know, they know.
I got to say though, from the last parade, a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
I think Patriots parades, way more fun than Red Sox parades.
Definitely.
And I definitely miss the ending.
When you get to the City Hall Plaza, in our
Patriots parade from a couple of years ago, we got that, Bill Belichick no days off at the end when they had kind of the end of the rally. But with the rolling rally, there's no real end to it. It's just like, it's over. Okay.
Everybody just kind of mill around smartly and go home.
If you go to WROR.com, you can see the exchange between Gronk and Vivi. It is so cute to watch.
Gronky. Gronky.
Gronky. Yeah, you're right.
Gronky. Gronky.
It was great.
The only people who are taking a bad rap on this, public transportation people. But I'm not going to dump all over them because they obviously don't have the resources to
well, the
do
people
what they
on the ground
do.
Are doing a great job yeah. with what they had coming at them. It's
management.
I mean, really. When the commuter rail, okay.
Check this out.
Added all the trains they had.
All the trains they had.
And that amounted to like an extra room for like 26,000 people. But they had an extra like 150,000 people. So I'm no math wizard.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem to add up.
And then you couple that efficient. With that derailment on the green line, on the D line.
Oh, my God.
That helped things a lot.
Right. I know that in Canton, apparently 400 kids in the high school banged in sick.
Get out.
Yeah.
Really?
And I think that school is not alone.
No. And those kids are probably really hung over today.
No, not at all. They're all good kids.
I think that one of the best scenes I saw, too, was the ambulance that got stuck on the common
in the mud. Yes.
And a whole pack of Patriots fans just pushed it out
of the mud.
Awesome?
Yeah,
no problem.
It's amazing what you can do when you've been drinking since 10 a.m.
Hey, a shout out to my friends Pam and Susie who caught Gronk's Julian Edelman's baseball cap
when they
threw it off the duck boat. They are thrilled.
Nice.
Said it smelled awful.
Oh, God.
Oh, and by the way, what's it like to ride on a duck boat? Well, we're going to have the answer to that from Chris Gillis of Canton 02021, who was riding on a duck boat yesterday. We'll do that a little after 7 this morning. In the meantime, hey, it was a good night, a good day and a good night all the way around.
Yeah, in case you're wondering, the NFL's 100th season begins in 211 days.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
All right. And after Super Bowl MVP Julian Edelman, Gronk spiked the puck before the Bruins game at the Garden last night. The Bees beat the Islanders 3-1. Patrice Bergeron, 2 goals in his 1,000th NHL game. Bruins in New York against the Rangers tonight. And Jason Tatum's 25 powered the Celtics to their 5th straight win. They beat the Cavs 103-96 last night in Cleveland. I'm Hank Morse. That's a look at sports.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, in case you didn't remember or didn't hear about it, we had a parade in town yesterday.
Goat on a boat, they're screaming, everybody takes a day off, get downtown early to get a good spot.
Yes, we had the goat on a boat yesterday, but he wasn't the only one on a boat yesterday. This is really amazing. So we have a gentleman in line with us from Canton, Massachusetts, who actually won a ride in the duck boat parade.
He's from Canton. We don't really know he's a gentleman.
Yeah, well, okay, well, that's probably true.
I know his wife.
Chris Gillis. Good morning. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thank you. Welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. So, we have so much to ask you about this. First of all, how did you win this ride anyway?
So, it was interesting. Monday morning, I went into the credit union in Canton, the City of Boston Credit Union branch.
Yeah.
And I had a Patriots sweatshirt on over my work clothes. I was heading to work. And as soon as I walked in, there were several members of the staff there that they approached me and they said, they asked me if I was a member of the credit union. And I said, I was. And they said, are you a Patriots fan? And I said, I am.
Yeah.
I said I was a season ticket holder for 25 years. And they said, how would you like to be a part of the parade tomorrow?
You said, I couldn't possibly do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I said, are you kidding me? And they said, we sponsor one of the boats through the City of Boston Credit Union, and we did this for the last parade for the Red Sox. We came to a branch, I think it was South Boston, and they just picked a different branch. So I said, oh, my God, yes, of course, I'd love to. So they said, well, you can bring a guest. And then I immediately said, oh, this is going to be a problem. I have 4 sons.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah.
And I have a wife, of course.
The wife thing. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Lauren, as you know.
Yes, I do.
So, anyways, I said, of course, and they got my information, and I headed out the door, and I got on the phone. I called my wife. And we had the same, the same dilemma. How are you going to pick? Who are you going to take?
Yeah. I had the same reaction when I found out.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
He has 4 sons. What did he do?
Right. Right. So it was funny. we didn't really make a decision, but the City of Boston Credit Union put it out on Twitter. So people started seeing it, and then they started texting me. And before you know it, my phone was blowing up. Oh, how are you going to pick? Are you going to draw straws?
Yeah.
Are you gonna,
yeah.
You know, everything from, you know, are they going to go to the gauntlet of death? And
you know. Rochambeau for
so,
it.
Yeah.
So it was really funny. So what we decided was that I have a 15 and a 13-year-old, an 11 and a 9, or an 8, almost 9, and when my 15-year-old turned 13, we went on a trip down south to visit some friends for his birthday. And when my 13-year-old turned 13 in November, we hadn't done anything for him, and we always wanted to do something special when they turned 13.
Yeah.
So we made a decision that this would be my 13-year-old son Nick's special. You know, better late than never. So that's how
right.
we talked about.
Yeah.
So I, you know, we talked to my oldest son about it, and he was cool with it. He actually ended up going into the parade with his friends. So it was it all worked out. It was amazing. It was unbelievable.
Did the younger two, were there any tears?
No, they were good. I mean, the third boy had some after school activities that he couldn't miss.
Oh, good.
He's in the school play and he has rehearsal and he couldn't miss it because the play is this weekend.
Okay, yeah.
So I couldn't risk not getting home in time for him.
Yeah.
And the 8-year-old I love, but. You know,
you're
just,
eight.
We just thought the older.
Have plenty of chances.
Yeah.
The nice thing is now you know
and,
who.
And believe me, it's very difficult to choose in a situation like this when you have four boys who obviously you love equally. You know,
but, modern day Sophie's Choice.
Well, you used to love them equally. Now they know.
Right.
Truth comes out.
So how was
but
it?
It's funny. Well, when people were asking me when I took Nick. Nick just said, just tell everybody you took the one you love the most.
That's awesome.
So how was it on the boat? Like, who were you with, and what was it like? All those people, 1.5 million people.
I know. So when we got on the boat, I had no idea what, you know, who I was going to be on the boat with.
Sure.
And when we got on the boat, it was a sign on the side that said Patriots alumni. So I thought, oh, man, you know, I mean, I could be anybody. I don't know who I'm going to be on with. So. It ended up not being any Patriots alumni on our boat. It ended up being some staff from the team that shared the boat with us. And they were all very nice, but they, you know, they weren't anybody that you know is famous, which is fine. But the funny part was I didn't realize this, but you know I'm a big guy myself, and you know, and people. I think some people when I was going on the route. They might have thought that I might have been some obscure offensive lineman.
Did anybody chuck you a beer?
Yeah.
Actually, my son got hit with a bottle of water in the back, but he was fine. But nobody was throwing beers at us. But it was just funny because, you know, I started to sort of play the role a little bit. And I was cheering. I was laughing. Yeah. You know, I was giving them the high five when they would. You know, people had some really cool signs and stuff like that.
Did you take your shirt off at any point?
It was amazing. It was just see it from that perspective.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
That's awesome. What an experience.
Yeah. Wow.
It really was. It was something we'll never forget.
I don't know what you're going to do for your other two sons' 13th birthday.
Yeah, this
so.
Ought to be good, man.
Hopefully it lines up with another championship.
Hope you bought a couple of T-shirts.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, I just want to thank the City of Boston Credit Union. It was an unbelievable opportunity and top-notch organization. I mean, they really brought us back to their office afterwards for a lunch, and it was incredible. Just really, really nice people.
Where did you get on the duck boat? Did you get on in Foxborough?
No, we all we lined up in Boston right down the corner.
Oh, they took buses,
right near the Heinz Convention Center.
Yep. Oh, cool.
Yeah, all the boats were lined up in a row, and a bunch of the defensive players were in the boat next to us. They all got on together. It was Lawrence Guy and Danny Shelton, and
cool.
And it was great. All the you know everybody was walking by and chanting MVP to the defense. And one of the players had a WWE belt over his shoulder.
Oh, that's awesome.
he was there. He was holding it up, and it was great. I mean, we got off the boats. Julian Edelman was there. He was getting pictures with all the police officers and signing everything. I mean, he was so. Just so accommodating to especially the police officers. It was amazing to see, you know. So
that's so cool.
Wow, that's so
Chris,
cool.
Thanks
yeah.
a million yeah. for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Yeah.
It sounds like
thank you. Thanks for asking.
Tell Gene I said hi.
Okay. Yeah, I will. Thank you, Lauren.
All right.
And tell the other three boys. That's the way it goes.
Yep.
Nice
I know. Don't okay. worry. They'll get taken care of. I'm sure.
I'm sure they will.
Okay. Have a good
Thanks,
one.
Chris.
Thanks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are vacationing in, of all places, Calcutta, when they notice an unusual lady crossing the street, and we hear...
Oh, my God, Lem.
What?
Look over there, across the street. I think that's that Mother Teresa we've heard so much about.
Oh, for God's sakes, don't be silly. That's not her.
Oh, I think it is.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's not, but there's only one way to find out.
Oh, yeah?
Let's go over there and ask her.
All right, but let me do the talking, because I don't want her to think we're stupid.
As they approach the elderly lady, we hear this conversation.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Are you Mother Teresa?
Why don't you two morons go yourself? Nice job, Ephus.
What?
Now we'll never know.
Wow. For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
And if you've been thinking about moving, we think we've found a little fixer-upper you might be interested in here.
Yes, it's just a little place in Weston that costs $6.3 million. But what makes this a standout is it's David Ortiz's house.
Big Poppy?
Big Poppy's moving. I don't know where he's moving to, but I do like where he's leaving because this house is amazing. It's 8,500 square feet.
Yikes.
It's got six bedrooms, seven bathrooms. It's on a two-acre lot. It has an in-ground pool, a jacuzzi. It has a this is my favorite part. The basement has, it's a game room and a theater. The theater has theater seating.
Yeah, the theater seating.
And a popcorn maker. I think that might come with
and
the house.
And it looks like Fenway because it's all brick green.
Yes, brick and green. Really? And there's a bar down there. And there's a wine cellar down there. There's an exercise room, but that can be converted into something else.
No more wines to retire.
Stack the laundry.
Yeah.
You know what's awesome is one of the bedrooms is it's sort of decorated and painted like the Green Monster at Fenway Park, so that's kind of fun. And
I saw that he would actually leave some of the memorabilia.
Yeah, so downstairs, down in the basement, there's memorabilia, and then he has a three-car garage, but in one of the bays, he has his own little like man cave, and it's random, but it has like a barber chair, a punching bag, and a lot of stuff like man stuff, like
stuff.
Posters and things like that. I don't know.
Posters of Lamborghinis and things.
Yeah, things like that.
Oh, Lamborghini.
Okay. No, pictures, pictures from the Red Sox and jerseys and Louisville
Slugger. It's a nice looking place.
It's beautiful.
It's got a turret.
It does have a turret, and you know what? That is a fun thing to have.
Yeah,
great for family photos.
Or if you have if you have a daughter with long hair,
or a dragon.
Yep,
he's got to put a moat around there now.
And you know what? We were saying like $6.3 million. That's not bad for 2 acres in Weston.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I mean,
look it up. See what the property taxes are.
Oh, I can just tell you right now, it's probably like $20,000-$30,000 a year. Right? Can you imagine?
I bet it's close to $50,000 a year.
Yeah, so there's that problem. So it can be all yours. You can call Dream Realty, what an awesome listing for Paul Cleary. He must be like, psych!
Yeah, it's all at WROR.com if you want to see it, because it's really amazing. On the front door, there's a little sign that says, gone to Fenway.
Oh, see,
nice. That's
pretty
great. Cool. If Big Poppy needs a place to live, my buddy's got a house in Medford that's for sale.
Okay.
Oh, good. Pretty nice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
The taxes aren't as high, right?
No.
Okay, good.
$6,000-$7,000 a year.
Awesome.
But anyway, close to 93.
Very good. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and see what the community is doing out there. Thanks for standing by right now. And we got your dirty laundry coming
up
next.
Yeah. You know what?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay, we have engagements, we have endings, we have Netflix show that's going to make my head explode. But first, I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to celebrate Valentine's Day with your sweetheart aboard the Spirit of Boston.
Ooh.
This is going to be great. Private table, incredible views of the Boston skyline, dinner,
very
buffet,
romantic.
More. Come to the 15th caller. 617-931-1057. All right, let's get to this situation that is making my mind just race with anger and just fear for the future.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
She is doing it. She's like the, with Goop, but it's like the blob. It's taking over the world. 10 years ago, when Goop
premiered.
Yep. I signed up for it out of curiosity. And we all laughed and laughed at her. What a silly name for a website. Who does Gwyneth Paltrow think she is? She's an actress. She's not, you know, Oprah.
I was wrong.
She's now taking over. Next up, Netflix. Ugh! She's going to have 30-minute shows on Netflix starting in the fall talking about, oh, my God, you know, everything that has to do with wellness and having a better life and all that other crap.
She's going to be
and
selling
jade
her products,
eggs
right?
And yeah. Beauty, yeah. Food, books. It's crazy. And it's going to she's going to host it along with her content editor. And I don't know how many they're going to be, but it's not going to stop.
You don't have to watch it, you know.
No, but here's the thing.
Good point, Hank.
But the thing is, there's no escaping it because I read on. Netflix isn't the only thing that she's doing. She's got a podcast that's now like one of the most downloaded podcasts on iTunes.
But people will.
So the thing is that, but even more, she took Goop to a level. It's not just a website anymore. She has an imprint company at a publishing house, so all of her Goop stuff is published by her.
And I even saw that, like, doctors and scientists are like, hey, Netflix, look out, because
exactly.
This stuff isn't really proven.
She is a snake oil salesman with really good skin and great hair.
Pretty good abs, too.
Jade eggs.
But, yeah, jade exactly. Eggs, yeah. So she's got everything. She's just taking it everywhere.
Is she going to take over Oprah Winfrey's
yes.
spot?
Yes. She sees an opening, yeah, right. And I mean, I love Oprah because she's so, I don't know, relatable. Not anymore, really, but when she started, she was like really,
yeah, really
relatable.
Relatable.
And
really.
She tackled really interesting, true subjects, and it wasn't just about like having the best skin. And Gwyneth, all of her stuff is totally unproven.
It's egocentric.
And it's just, I don't know. I feel like it makes you feel bad, not good. You know, why do I need a $2,000 sweater, Gwyneth? Why? I don't. And I don't need you on my Netflix. Ugh. All right.
When does Gwyneth magazine come out?
She has a Goop magazine.
Oh, boy,
they're scaling it back for a little bit because she's working on the Netflix series. Oh. But you can bet your bottom dollar that she's going to come out with more and more and more stuff. It's taking over.
Okay, just relax.
Better news.
Breathe,
better
breathe,
news.
Breathe.
Jennifer Lawrence is engaged, you guys.
Oh.
I'm really happy for her. She's 28 years old. She was dating that weirdo director, Darren Aronofsky, who did Mother with her. He's weird, and he's way too old for her. She's found a nice boy, 34 years old.
Nice
His name
boy.
Is Cook Maroney. Cool name. He's an art dealer in New York City. Very good looking. Kind of looks like the guy from 50 Shades of Grey. Jamie, what's his name? Dunham? I don't know.
Nobody knows his name.
And his father was a private art dealer. Can you even imagine? Who left it all and decided to do farming in Vermont. People are so crazy. I love it.
I'm an art dealer. I collect art. Yeah,
I know you collect
he does,
art.
He does,
I know
really.
You do. It's kind of weird, but that's all right. That naked lady in your basement.
She's fine.
Or was just a painting.
Just a two-dimensional one. Modern Family coming to an end after the 11th season. So it's renewed.
Is that still on?
Yes, it is, but it's not for long. So finally, that is coming to an end. I loved that show when it started, but
got tired of it.
I did get a little tired of it. So anyway, beginnings, endings, and Gwyneth Paltrow torturing me on a weekly basis come fall. That's the end of it. Hey, do we have a winner?
We have a winner.
Oh,
hang on a minute.
Yay.
Let me see it. Okay, we have a winner.
All right.
This would be Joe Griffin, who is from Middleton, Massachusetts. Hey, Joe, how you doing today?
Good, yourself?
Good, thank you. We got a nice prize for you this
morning. You're going to be a sailor. You're sailing.
Yeah, awesome.
A pair of tickets to celebrate Valentine's with your sweetheart aboard the Spirit of Boston. Enjoy a private table with incredible views of the Boston skyline, a delicious dinner buffet, and more. Cruises February 14th and 15th. And for everybody else, get more information and tickets at spiritcruises.com. Congratulations.
Joe, this is going to be very romantic, so don't tell your wife about it, okay?
Oh.
Okay, you hold the line. We'll be right with you and get all the details for you.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yes, everybody, it's game time here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. We got cash laying around the studio. We got to get rid of it. It's a chance for Stephen Cummings, who's from Lynn, Massachusetts, to win $1,000 from Century Bank. So let's welcome Stephen, who is in the security business, to the show this morning. Stephen, good morning and welcome. How are you doing today?
Great, great. Thanks very much.
Good, good. Now, Stephen, perhaps we should give Stephen a few tips to help him play this game here this morning. You know, the minute you think you know an answer, you know, just blurt it out. Don't be tentative.
Time is not on your side.
Time is of the essence here, so you got to get 10 answers to 10 questions from LB within 60 seconds. Now, if you know immediately, you're not sure, just skip it, say pass, move on, but do save enough time at the end to come back and pick it up, okay?
Okay.
You got all that? Everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. You ready to play?
I'm ready. I hope they're easy.
Oh, I'm sure they're very easy.
I'm sure they will be.
Okay, they're always easy. Here we go. It's time to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is Tom Brady's daughter's name?
Pass.
What was Charlie's last name in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Pass.
Who was president when Hawaii and Alaska became states?
Nixon.
In the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Ferris joins a parade and sings two songs. Name one.
Donkey Shane.
What is the name of Gwyneth Paltrow's website?
Pass.
What type of blood is the universal donor?
A negative.
Finish this slogan. Maybe she's born with it.
Pass.
Martin Sheen played the U.S. president in what TV series?
Oh, man, I suck at this. Pass.
Keep going. Don't worry.
Pass.
What is David Ortiz's jersey number?
Oh, Jesus. I am not a fan. That's terrible. I have no idea. Pass.
Which river did Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn sail down?
Well, time.
I'll give you the Mississippi at the buzzer. All right.
Okay. Well, the buzzer has spared you from any further embarrassment here.
I'm embarrassed. I'm totally
you do not
embarrassed.
Watch not enough television. You know what?
No.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got two right. You passed on a lot. Tom Brady's daughter's name is Vivian. Charlie's last name in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is?
Charlie Bucket.
Bucket, Mr. Bucket.
The president, when Hawaii and Alaska became states, is Eisenhower.
I knew it wasn't Nixon. That was ridiculous.
Yep, I know what you mean.
You know, it's the pressure, the time. Yeah. The name of Gwyneth Paltrow's website is goop.com.
Oh. You don't need to go there.
Yeah, don't. The type of blood that's a universal donor, O positive. I think it's O negative, actually. I have the wrong answer here. But you said A, right? Did you say A?
I said A negative. That's what I am, you know?
Oh, all right. Finish the slogan. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. Martin Sheen played the U.S. president in The West Wing. David Ortiz, jersey number, I didn't know this either, 34. And you got Mississippi right.
You got the Mississippi right.
So, you know, you've got the literary thing right. You should feel proud of yourself. Hey. The rest of it's like sports and TV.
You must binge watch Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, all is not lost because we have a fabulous
family. I like the contest where I just have to be the correct call. You know what I mean?
I know. Yes.
Absolutely easier.
Yes.
We have a fabulous consolation prize for you. A 4-pack of passes to Isn't It Romantic, starring Rebel Wilson and Liam Hemsworth. It opens in theaters the day before Valentine's Day. That would be the 13th. So enjoy that. Thank you very much for playing
the
game today.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thank you.
Good job. You're very self-aware.
I know.
Right. Have
good.
A great day.
It's good.
Okay?
Thanks.
Hey, everybody. What do you say we have a parade?
Calling out around New England. Are you cheering from your seat? The Pats are here and the time is right. For duck boats in the street, they're drinking a salad.
Okay, is it a law now? We have to have duck boat parade every 3 months?
I think so, yeah.
That's the way it goes here. So what's it like to be on a duck boat with Gronk?
Boy, oh boy.
We're about to find out because this lovely lady on the line with us right now, Mary Mena is her name, and we owe a lot to her because basically, she's the boss. She runs
not just basically.
Not just basically, Lauren.
She's the boss.
Okay.
She is the boss.
She runs everything around here. And she had the opportunity.
Good morning.
How are you, Mary?
I'm beyond great. It was just a magical day. It was the best day ever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because the Sports Hub is one of our fine stations here, so Mary's in charge of all that. It's good to be king, Mary. You got to sit, like, you were like two people down from Gronk.
It was, you know, I was really honored to be asked to be in the parade by wonderful partners at the Patriots. And I thought I'd be in, like, duck boat number 29,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Really bringing up the end, and I was just blown away that we were with the tight ends and running backs, and we were on the Gronk boat, which is really a flatbed because, you know, they certainly need a bigger space than the duck boats,
right.
And it was just a wild party. In the streets of Austin, it was just, those guys are just wild. They were having the time of their lives and rightfully deserved to do so.
Did you get to drink any of that nice wine that Gronk was sipping on?
Yeah.
I didn't get any of that. I didn't notice. I saw the bottle of wine. I didn't realize that it was such a unique and expensive bottle of wine at the time. They were just kind of passing it around in the very beginning of the parade. There was a lot of other beverages that were shared by.
Yeah, sure there were. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you weren't thirsty. That's for sure on that boat.
And these guys can really, you know, certainly catch things. Projectiles coming out, you know, a lot of fireballs and lights and assorted other nips, especially down at the Common. The crowd down there was extremely large and very generous.
Amazing.
Professional athletes have pretty good reflexes.
Yeah, not...
What was it like to see all those people? Like, I mean, to be on that flatbed and then just to sort of like being like royalty, all the sea of people. What was it?
Know, when you first turn the corner onto Boylston Street
from
Dalton, it just hits you like, oh my God. It's just an unbelievable feeling. And the crowd was just so happy and excited and loving and just felt wild. It was an unbelievable feeling. It was really a chance of a lifetime to do stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I know you're, you know, like our big boss and everything, but what was it like when Gronk took his shirt off, Mary?
Pretty exciting. And, you know, he is the leader of men. Everyone follows suit.
Yeah.
Wow. Best day ever, indeed.
Gronk is a party waiting to happen.
They're in pretty good shape.
Hey, you know, thank God it was pretty warm out, you know. And at one point they had police vests on, and Dwayne Allen actually still had the policeman's badge.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yikes. I hope he got it back.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure you've seen some of those pictures, and it was just a wild day. And, you know, then you look at you go down Boston Street, it was just wall-to-wall people. And, you know, as you heard from all the news stories, it was a record crowd. The Common, you know, you look from the Boston Common all the way to the State House, and it was just, you know, adoring fans, and everybody was having a great time. Boston really partied yesterday.
I saw you had a nice picture with Gronk. Did you get to talk to him at all or any of the players?
You know, it's just so exciting. Like, you say, hi, congratulations. We're so happy. What a great game. And that's really the extent of it, because we were really, you know, they were there to party with Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the fans...
It wasn't time for quiet conversation.
No.
You didn't have a little chit-chat.
What's your favorite book?
You read it.
What are you binge-watching?
Yeah, okay.
We didn't do time questions.
Have you ever read a book?
The music was awesome. Like, the soundtrack that they had was awesome.
I think they were dancing to some of our music there, Mary. I saw Gronk getting down to some Bon Jovi.
Absolutely. Bon Jovi's a fan favorite. And, you know, when they're dancing and they're jumping up and down, I mean, the flatbed is really got to hold on. You know, they're big guys.
They are very big people, aren't they? Well, listen, Mary, thanks a million for taking time to join us this morning. And you're not going to be late for work, are you?
A little bit late. I pulled over the parking lot. Yeah.
Okay. We keep track of these things, you know.
Make sure you punch in.
Have a great day. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, would you care to hear Bill Belichick as you've never heard him before? Because he was mic'd up for the football game.
Yeah, they did the... finale of Showtime's Inside the NFL last night.
Yep.
It's on my DVR, and it'll be on Showtime on demand if you haven't seen it. But this was one of the teaser clips, and I could not even believe this.
Can't even recognize it. You know, it's not on the Cincinnati. Here we go.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots
have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
We're champions!
We're champions!
That's him.
That's champ.
That's him.
All right. He's alive.
Here we go, champ. We're champs!
That's the Gatorade.
Oh, okay.
We're champions!
We're
champions! That's his daughter.
Grandpa! Our coach!
Hi!
Who's that?
That's his granddaughter.
Now that was Edelman giving him
Edelman at the end going, Grandpa! Coach!
You know,
handing him his granddaughter.
He's obviously, everyone says he's a wonderful person with a great personality and very funny when he's not talking to the press.
Yeah.
You know, but like this is you know, a moment where he's not thinking about it.
And that's, I think, the only place where he's at his like the peak happiness, winning a Super Bowl.
Yep.
There it is.
And it sounded like it was the first one he'd ever won.
It did.
And he was a little surprised.
Right?
Go figure.
It did remind me of the movie Elf.
Yeah.
You did it.
Congratulations. Like,
ha ha.
You're not serious.
We're champs.
Yeah. So it was, I got to check that out. It was Showtime Inside the NFL.
He's like one of the only people in sports that I would really like to sit down and have a conversation.
And just talk to him?
With. Yeah. Yeah, because I think that he is super interesting and getting beyond, you know, the persona of Bill Belichick would be really interesting.
Good luck with that.
Oh, yeah, it'll never happen, really. But that's
not everybody's happy with it.
They had McVay mic'd up as well, so. Yeah.
Possibly. Some people were upset with, took a little umbrage to what he said right after the game because he was disrespecting plumbers, you know.
Yeah,
so,
we got Mikey.
Mikey, so he really upset you here, huh?
What's up? What's up with that? I see Belichick. I'll slap him across the
face. Oh, my.
Wow, he freaking says, it's better than being a plumber, I guess, no? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Oh, he is never getting his sink fixed, toilet fixed, anything fixed.
No kidding.
Sub pump fixed.
I think he should come around with free tickets for all those plumbers that he made fun of.
Hey, listen, just next time he needs a a float valve, tell him to go pound sand.
There you go.
Well, he kind of walked it back a little bit, right?
Yeah, he did. He goes, I didn't mean it like that. Blah, blah, blah. I didn't actually hear it. Somebody was telling me. I'm saying, really? I said, that son of a
he did say that plumbers do a great job.
No, okay.
Well, I mean, but Mikey, let's think about it. He's a guy who hangs out with like 300-pound men. I mean, imagine what those toilets are like.
Oh,
no, that's so right.
Yeah,
you got a good point there.
No, it's all about perspective.
There you go.
Okay, well, thanks for that call, Mike. You know, you always got to be suspicious of a guy who walks in and says, "Now your toilet's bolted to the floor or to the wall."
Yes,
that's a 300-pound.
I did look this up.
Oh, you did
for Mikey because he didn't actually hear it. Edelman misquoted Belichick, and then Belichick came up and said, no, I was misquoted. I said it beats working.
Being
a coach, basically he was like, saying that these people, plumbers, work hard, and he's,
all I do is coach football.
Okay, well, there you go.
So it was a compliment, really, wrapped in a riddle.
1057 WROR. Good morning. This is the Good Morning Morning Radio Program.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.